Howdy all, this is staff reporter Hayden Oliver Crowell on the Charger Online newspaper for Carroll High School. I am interviewing Braden Gardenauer on this episode of Passing Time. So, who are you?
I'm Braden Gardenauer. I'm a junior here at Carroll.
Awesome. So, what are your favorite activities outside of school and why do you enjoy them?
Outside of school, my favorite thing is definitely youth groups just because I get to talk to people and I find a lot of fellowship. And in terms of other things I like to do outside of school, I'm a big bowling guy and I like to lift weights too. So
what is your best bowling score?
I've put up a 189, and that's the highest I've been.
That's impressive. Okay. So can you please tell me a motto you live by?
I like to live by the motto, no regrets. And when I say no regrets, I don't mean like go out and do something stupid and just not regret it. What I mean is that I like to look back on anything I might have done wrong during the day and reflect on it, because it's always a chance for me to grow. And I find that my faith helps a lot with that.
Yeah, you're just reflecting constantly so you can improve.
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome. So can you tell me one example of how it has like affected your life?
Yeah, so last year I wasn't in the best place in terms of my faith and as a person. And so over the summer I adapted this new mindset to look back at everything I do and to take time to reflect, because it's allowed my mind to be conditioned to those bad things, and I can just grow from every single opportunity. And so like during this school year, like people have told me I've been much happier and I've been a much brighter person just because I can look back at my mistakes and learn how to be better from them.
That's very mature. So what is your favorite color?
That's a tough question. I like blue and I like green. I probably have to say maybe a mix.
Mix, blue-green?
Yeah, let's go blue-green.
Okay. So, how does your faith affect your day-to-day life?
It's definitely the fact that I have to live as a man of God, mm-hmm. and what that means is to like just be a respectable person at all times. It's not a set of rules that I live by. It's more of like the way I want to live my life, because being a follower of God isn't about a religion, it's about a relationship. And so if you're in that relationship with God, you're going to be living your life better than you would without it.
So how does it affect your athletics?
I definitely like to be like noticeable in athletics. I like to be one that people will hear from and people will look up to. I lead prayer groups before any game or match that I have, and during athletics, I just like to give it all on the field, because I know that God has given me this opportunity, so I need to take every advantage of it.
Awesome. So, hypothetically, if you were to fight against 5 man-sized toddlers, these toddlers can barely walk, however, they are your same height and weight, but and they can crawl very well. What is your strategy, and would you win?
that's a good question. I feel like the strategy is... So they're crawling, right?
Yeah, they're crawling.
So the strategy is you jump on top of one and you get it pinned on the ground. You're holding your foot on it, and then you just fight off all the others, just slamming them into the ground. Because you know I'm a fairly strong guy. I'd be able to lift them. So
yeah, I mean, can you overhead press your body weight?
I mean, fairly close.
You're fairly close.
Fairly close.
That's all you need.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So. Can you tell me about the future Christian athletic?
It's close. It's Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Gotcha. That's what it's called. But so it's a group for people who you don't have to be an athlete for it. It's just the title of it, but it runs like nationwide. There's all kinds of things, but here at Carroll, we tend to focus on like fellowship, and so ours is open to like all schools everywhere, and when we meet up at like people's houses every Thursday night, because we find more fellowship meeting up outside of school, because one, we're not restricted on time. I mean, obviously there's a time we have to hold it for, but there's not really a big restriction. Mm-hmm. And number two, it's just a better environment, because we can talk and not worry about adults having to barge in on our conversations. You know, it's a place for people to get together and for people to talk about their faith, and it's great for new people to learn.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it like embraces your relationship with God?
Oh, 100%. It's so helpful because God calls us to see fellowship and calls us to bring together in community. And so when you're talking with people who are like-minded about your faith, it's so powerful to hear like everything that everybody goes through. You know, there could be somebody going through your exact same situation, and it's just super helpful to hear.
Awesome. So can you tell me about the clothes that you...
Yeah, so there's a brand called Jesus Loves You, and I've worked with them to get clothes for FCA, and we sell shirts for FCA at $10 a piece. None of that money is going towards anybody. It goes exactly for FCA, and it's to help us do more outreach events and fundraising so that we can do things like sell more shirts, and we host like party events sometimes. Like we're having a fall party next week, or we have Christmas parties, and it's just to help buy food and gifts and everything.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
No problem, man. It was a blast.
Awesome.